from the heart of the district, this is Lionheart Radio.
Let's speak to Neil from the band, and we'll have a little chat with all the guys. So, Neil, how are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm not too bad, Tom. It's good to be here.
Nice
not
one.
Not too bad.
Nice one. Get closer to that mic. Kiss it. Caress it like it's that girl that just texted
right, okay.
earlier on.
I'm talking my language.
Had it said you were hot. You need to get your nose right into it, you know? So, anyway, these are your fans. Interesting name. It is one that I got wrong, of course, at the start of the show, but where did it come from?
It wasn't actually me that decided the name. I think it was Carla Chris.
Yeah, the name came from, it's a song by an artist called, I think it's called Adam. It's spelled A-D-E-M.
Uh-huh.
Song's lovely. It's called These Are Your Friends, and like the song, and took the name from that.
Nice one. Good stuff. Not your first band, Neil, is it?
It's not my first band.
No. And just coming a wee bit there again, that's it. You really do have to get right up like me, see? Almost like you're...
Is this close enough?
That's that's absolutely brilliant.
Lovely.
So, yeah, your band before, it became a C, didn't it?
It was. Calvoon it was.
And were the other guys in the band too, or is this a new...
This is a new project.
Uh-huh.
It's something they had on the go already, and me and Kev, they needed a bit of firepower, you know? So we joined, and took it from there.
So you're the dynamite?
Well, that's it.
Aye. So world domination will be the ultimate goal, but what's on the agenda the next few months?
Well, obviously, you're going to launch the single.
Yep.
We've been offered some gigs in Japan.
Ian mentioned this. Aye. So, good. So, how'd that come about?
I think Chris sent a demo.
It's your hometown.
Demo and a random email, and it's come back with an invite to go and play three.
You'll sound like you're on top of Mount Everest. But they'll hear you, though. They'll hear you. So, aye, so you're going?
Well, we need to find the money to get there.
Ian will do a run for you.
Yeah, he loves that, doesn't he?
We certainly couldn't do that.
he'll run to Japan.
We'll just get the bus there.
So as long as we can get there, we've got three gigs.
He's like Superman. So what's the single called? Is that Are You Ready?
It's an EP. We haven't got a name for it yet.
Ah, right.
Suggestions welcome if you want.
Suggestions welcome.
Well, this guy can name it, yeah, of course.
Yeah. As I said, we'll have a little chat about influences. So let's go with Kev first. Then Kev, get into the mic. It's like everybody.
Yeah,
get right in there. Yeah. Aye. So, favorite bands.
Jesus. Probably The Who for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Favorite Who track?
I like Pictures of Lily.
Ah, it's a great song. I just think it won't get fooled again today.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I've burnt it. I hope I have. We'll get some Who on anyway for you, definitely. Aye, we will. Neil?
I'm a Beatles fan.
Oh, are you? Definitely. Aye, favourite Beatles track?
Norwegian Wood.
Oh, Rubber Soul.
Yeah.
That's my favourite Beatles album.
It's mine as well.
Aye. Great. There's not a bad track on there, is there, you know? When I was 9, we did a concert at school and we mined to Run For Your Life, you know, the last track?
Oh, yeah.
Which is probably the most poppy track in it, isn't it? But we were only 9 when it stood out. But now, Michelle, Girl, they're on there, Drive My Car. Brilliant. Carl?
I'm a Britpop fan. I'm a
Oasis,
Blur, and a massive Morrissey fan as well.
Enjoying Spiral Carpets?
Yes, I'm a little bit before my time,
uh-huh.
A little before Britpop. But
just a few years, though, before it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you like Morrissey?
Love Morrissey, yeah.
Aye.
He's a big hero.
Smiths or solo or the whole thing?
I'm both. I get told off for saying this, but I've always thought Morrissey's solo stuff was better, but I know there'll be people listening now.
They'll disagree. And you'll be pleased to hear that there are people listening, because you've had a couple of texts in. Anyway, you've had one from Sizz. Where's me rucksack?
Scotty Adams.
Actually, you could call the EP that. And sounds amazing, lads. Get ready for your adventure. Love, Linz.
Oh, Linz.
Linz, they do recognise you. they're just disappointed that you didn't say they were hot. At the end of it. Anyway, the lads are coming on soon, but we haven't heard much from Chris here. So, Chris, come in a wee bit and tell us, we're talking influences. Who do you like? So far, The Who and The Beatles, great. Morrissey, not so bad, but difficult to beat the first two, but that's only my personal opinion.
I pretty much had to listen. All I was younger, I had to listen to everything Carl listened to because we used to share bedrooms.
Oh, your brothers?
Yeah.
Fantastic,
so.
Aye.
Everything he played, I had to listen to him.
So Morrissey didn't make you want to just hang yourself?
No, but the minute...
It's not depressing. It's a comedian.
No, it's not. And neither's Radiohead or Coldplay. Now, listen, The Smiths, How Soon Is Now, fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my favourite track, but you know,
it's the one that I like. It's probably one of the more popular ones, isn't it?
Yes,
it's maybe more accessible as well to people.
You hear it more on radio, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, you do. So it's the same type of stuff for you then?
Same Chris? Type of stuff, yeah. If not musicals.
Like musicals?
No.
Just as well, the guy who was doing the show before us, that's what he does. A musical show. He'd have been crushed if he'd heard that, yeah. Des is probably still listening, actually. My daughter likes musicals, Des. She loves them.
So what's going on at Lionheart Radio at the moment?
We have a new training studio now, which is a great opportunity for all of you who want to take part in Lionheart now.
What can we do there?
You could become a presenter. You'll get proper training. You'll get the time to try it before you go live on air, so you've got your confidence.
I don't really want to be a presenter. What else can I do?
There are lots of other opportunities. Want to learn behind the scenes things with Lionheart? If you fancy a career in production, that's available to you too.
That sounds great. Where do I need to go?
We're on Central Street in the centre. Come in and find your way to us straight away. You just follow the sound.
Okay.
Get yourself along to Lionheart Radio.
I'll see you there.
Believe me, you'll have loads of fun with it.
This advert was produced in partnership with the NCDN Informal Adult Learning Transformation Fund Project.
It's live music time, and it's over to Carl from the Zee Fence to introduce what's going to happen next.
Hello, everyone. This is a song called Ratio.
Midnight Caller.
One, two.
Fantastic. I tell you what, sounding brilliant. Absolutely great, yeah? No problem, no worries with the mics either. A red line in the whole place. But that's good. That's good. Better than it being all fady and struggling to get up there. Fantastic. Yeah, you're doing great, yeah. Okay, to the bay. As you say, take it away.
Let's go. It's...
sit there and contemplate my future. This is how it's gonna be. I'm so tired, but to you this is boring. This time is down to me and I'm not coming back. I said that I'm not coming back until you can give me what I want. Said that I'm not coming back until you can give me what I want.
Lionheart Radio is the perfect way to promote your business. You've heard this advert, so the chances are your potential customers have heard it too. Radio reaches people at relevant times and places, whether in the car, at home, or at work. Radio is a great way to contact people in all walks of life. If you would like more information on what advertising on Lionheart Radio can do for you and your business, call Simon on 01665 602299. That's Annick 602299.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, it is indeed. Quality, fantastic. That was To The Bay from These Are Your Friends. And these texts keep flying in as you're playing, and deservedly so, because you're doing well. One of them's a pop at me, though, quite rightly, because it's telling me to learn how to read the text messages, which is quite right. I think I'm just in denial. Needed glasses for a year or two, but don't want to do it. TAYF, see, this one's done in capitals. That's much more like it, isn't it? Sound fab on the radio. Well done, lads. Never fail to deliver. Congrats, Tracy and Lewis. Thanks for your text, Billy Conlon. Yes, indeed, the band are very good and they're enjoying themselves as we are here in the studio. And what we're going to do is we're going to hear two more tracks in the band, one which will be acoustic and one which will be studio-based. What do you want me to do first? Do you want me to play To The Bay studio? Or you want to get stuck into acoustic now? Do a song now and then we'll finish it off nicely. All right then, lads, take it away.
It's called Can't Stand the Music. 1, 2, 3, 4.
My life is a dilapidated affair. This is the constant getting. What awaits me?
music.
Fantastic. Can't stand the music. So what if it was music, Neil? What can't you stand? What music don't you like?
Dolly Parton.
Coming in Western. Definitely Coming in Western. It's the only one.
Is it the only one? Yeah. Aye. I'm going to see Willie Nelson on Wednesday night. Aye. With my mum and my sister. I am, aye. Uh-huh. Good for me. I don't know. He's got an interesting past, Willie Nelson. Political activist and all the rest, you know. Good stuff. Bit of a rebel. Bit of a rebel. And unusual singing style as well.
Yeah.
Aye. And yourself?
Oh,
what don't you like, Carl?
It's like cheesy pop, you know? Like cheesy boy bands, you know, the things, you know. If it's got guitars in those, I read.
More than all right what you guys are doing tonight, absolutely brilliant. Any music that you want to put down? That you hate?
Horacy.
Good man. Good man. And Kev? Oh, Country Western, you were first in with that, yeah. You got a pathological hatred. Country Western music. Anyway, we're in the studio live here on Lionheart Radio, 107.3 FM, and we're with the guys from These Are Your Friends. Absolutely tremendous. Just to repeat, they're going to gig in Japan, they are going to get there. Need a benefactor. Any Bud and Malcolm McLaren's out there, now's your chance. Get in touch. This show will be repeated as well on the radio, so the message will keep on getting delivered. We have had a couple of emails in as well. Hey, Tommy, that's me.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tom's the more grown-up business side of things. Yep. But you can call me Tommy. What a great show and quality live session, bringing back so many happy memories. It's amazing how music evokes memories of the past. And that's cheers and love from Angela. Yeah, and incidentally, the band sound hot. No, they don't. No, they don't. Angela wouldn't say that because she's happily together with Chris, I think, up there in Moffat. Nice place. Yep, up in Scotland. And Kev, regular listener, I think the show's top listener, Kev Brun, and he's up there in Preston Pans, and music aficionado. I mean, some of the stuff he finds on YouTube and he puts on Facebook on his pages, some great stuff. Got approval for the Cave Lads. Well done to Tom. So there you go. We're both getting bit plaudits. Aye. In brackets, Tom's slightly better than the band. Thanks, Kev. Didn't say that. How could he? You've been tremendous. You've been absolutely brilliant. And that was going out to Neil and to Carl from These Are Your Friends, who have just given a fantastic performance over the last hour or so.
Thanks for tuning in to the district's newest radio station, Lionheart Radio.